You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's 27 minutes after 6 o'clock. Hello again, and thank you very much for staying with us. So the SADC Industrialization Week is currently underway in Durban, KwaZulu-Natal, a platform dedicated to advancing industrialization, regional integration, investment promotion, and economic transformation within the Southern African Development Community. We're now joined by Dr. Mlungi Sicele, Director General at the Department of Science, Technology, and Innovation, for more. Thank you very much, Doc, for your time this evening. Maybe for the purposes of this discussion, I'd like for us to rely on the SADC Industrialization Strategy and Roadmap of 2015 to 2063. In 2015, the value of intra-SADC trade was 17% of total SADC trade. Where do we sit today in assessing how far we've come as a region?
Thank you very much to you and your listeners for giving us this opportunity to share. We were informed yesterday by the leaders, both the chair of Business Council and the ministers, that we are not doing well as the region. You know, for instance, if you just take manufacturing as a sector that we used to do so well a few years ago, we have declined. Now, the main message that was being communicated to the plenary as well as the commission is that SADC is not in a good space in all areas, whether you talk about trade, you're talking about innovation, you're talking about social services. We're just not in a good space, and therefore it's important to think about the future of SADC. We think about the role that industrialization will play. But those of us who are from the Department of Science, Technology, and Innovation, and through our minister yesterday, we argued, and it was generally accepted, that innovation and industrialization can't be separated. They are the twins, right? So you've got to drive an innovation-led industrialization, and you've got to mobilize all the necessary stakeholders, whether you're talking about the private sector, you're talking about government, you're talking about society, the academia. You have to mobilize all who can play a big role. And there are certain strategic areas that were being discussed, such as critical minerals, pharmaceuticals, mineral beneficiation. But we also talk about food security and other challenges that are confronting logistics, transport, and the need. I mean, today we were, for instance, told that, some trucks, if, you know, when they drive to, it takes them 6 kilometers per hour to, you know, when they drive to Zambia, it's such a challenge that you need to ramp up. You can't have situations where the mode of transport is so slow, right? So I mean, we are facing challenges, but there are opportunities if leadership. Quality leadership is and the willingness by all parties concerned is secured.
Would that be where the problem lies when you with this honest assessment that we have not moved the dial as a region? We are not doing well. In fact, it's a grim assessment, some would argue. Why?
Well, there are many reasons, but again, our systems, our processes, our regulations are not harmonized. So let alone the fact that there's uneven development within SADC, and we know. I mean, South Africa, relatively speaking, is advanced as compared to, but there are some competences lying elsewhere. In the region. So part of what we need to do is to make sure that we create a conducive environment to do proper trade, to do proper innovations, and to build the necessary capabilities that the region needs, to build skills, right? Because without skills, without, you know, the necessary infrastructure, without having harmonized policies and regulations, it's quite difficult to move ahead. And that's why through this gathering here, we were exploring all those different dimensions and asking ourselves, what should we do better to improve the regional integration? But at least as a start, people were all understanding and committed towards an integrated industrialization processes in the region if we were to make progress. So that regional economic integration is key, and industrialization can play a big role. We're all agreeing. But of course, you know, some will say you then need to make sure that you have the necessary finance models, the business. Some business people are saying we need to make sure there is policy certainty, the regulations are in right places, you've got skills, you remove all trade barriers and so forth. But it's also about how we need to work together as a region, and appreciating that a single country can't really on its own deliver and achieve whatever economic objectives that it's setting in light of the geopolitical dynamics. We need each other as a region to stand a better chance, to create scale, to create the necessary market that can enable us, even some of our products, to be able to move. But we must also ensure sovereignty of critical technologies that are so important, and use that as a strength to leverage for the benefit of the region.
Thank you very much, Doc, for your contribution this evening. Dr. Mlungi Sicele is Director General in the Department of Science, Technology and Innovation.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.